Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Northern California is preparing for another strong weather system to arrive today that is expected to bring dangerous winds up to 50 miles an hour. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack in recent days is a good thing.
We recorded a snow depth of 55.5 inches and a snow water content of 17.5 inches.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy lost his bid for the speakership on the first three rounds of voting on Tuesday. Voting will continue today until someone gets a majority of votes. The House cannot start regular business until a speaker is elected. Representative-elect Byron Donald from Florida is putting his support behind Jim Jordan from Ohio.
My only thinking was that, Leader McCarthy doesn't have the votes. It's pretty apparent off the first two ballots. And so at that point, then you have to start considering alternatives if he cannot get there. I think Jim would actually make a tremendous speaker.
Let's get an update on actor Jeremy Renner's condition after a snowplow accident over the weekend.
Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balam says Renner was helping clear his neighbor's roads and retrieve a stuck car when he got out of his snowplow to talk to a family member.
At this point, it is observed that the piston bullet started to roll. In an effort to stop the rolling piston bully, Mr. Renner attempts to get back into the driver's seat of the piston bully. Based on our investigation, it's at this point that Mr. Renner is run over.
The Oscar-nominated actor was flown to a Nevada hospital where he's being treated for blunt chest trauma and severe orthopedic injuries. On Tuesday afternoon, Renner shared a photo on social media showing his bruised and swollen face with the caption, "Thank you all for your kind words. I'm too messed up now to type. But I send love to you all. I'm Victoria Idoni."
Mexico sent 200 military personnel to the northern border city of Juarez to fight organized crime there after a jailbreak. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The California driver of a Tesla that fell roughly 300 feet off a cliff Monday at Devil's Slide in San Mateo County has been arrested for attempted murder and child abuse after investigators say they believe the crash was intentional. Dharmesh Patel from Pasadena will be booked into San Mateo County Jail after he's released from the hospital. As expected, Southwest Air is going to suffer a financial crisis due to its meltdown over the holidays.
The airline is facing a class action lawsuit from a man in New Orleans who missed his trip to Oregon when the airline canceled over 15,000 flights over the holidays after a major winter storm on top of a scheduling and routing snafu. The lawsuit in federal court accuses the airline of failing to give passengers refunds after they were stranded. Meanwhile, this passenger is still searching for her luggage in Denver.
They loaded a plane that was never going to take off with all of our luggage. And everyone from that flight, I can tell you, has not seen their luggage since.
She says the airline told her that her bag had to go to Milwaukee before it shipped back to her due to their no exceptions policy to send bags to their final destination. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The man who set off smoke bombs on a crowded New York subway train before shooting 10 people last April now faces life in prison. 63-year-old Frank James pleaded guilty to terrorism and weapons charges.
The plea was made in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn regarding the attack on a Manhattan-bound N train on April 12th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Mele Kalikimaka. Hey, still here in Maui, Hawaii for a couple more days. Great to have you along with us this morning. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got the one and only Rick Manning with us. Hey, Rick, Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
Happy New Year. You know, we go away for a few days, and next thing you know, here in D.C., all heck breaks loose.
Pretty I get. Well, you know, it's just always kind of a powder keg, is it not, these days, the way things are rolling?
Yeah, it really is. And the what we're seeing is actually the result of Mitch McConnell making the deal to pass the omnibus, which was disastrous for anybody who cares about limited government. Mm-hmm. And some members of the House of Representatives are sitting there saying, no, we need somebody as Speaker who will fight against that rather than be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a and there's a difference of opinion amongst conservatives about what is the right course of action. But there's 20 of them who are saying, you know, Kevin McCarthy isn't the answer.
Mm-hmm. And if he's going to be the leader, then there's going to be some restraints. And of course, he doesn't want to let go of that power. And interestingly enough, he wants to still assume some of the things that they thought were egregious that Nancy Pelosi had put into play. Right.
Well, that's true. And, you know, but you know, those are the kind of things that could be negotiated out. Ultimately, I think the challenge is Kevin McCarthy's been in this town for a long time. He has made he's made a lot of promises to a lot of people. And like many people in politics, you know, sometimes those promises that don't come to fruition, some might call them lies, others would say that just couldn't be done. But sometimes those promises that don't happen come back to bite you. And in this case, I think longevity doesn't help him. Mm-hmm. Because there's some people with long memories, and other people who are brand new here who just say, I got elected to do something different. And if we just elect the same people, then we're not going to, then nothing different's going to happen. So you have those two things converging, and 20 members of Republicans have stood up and said, you know, pretty courageously, actually, I'm willing to sacrifice my political career to try to get it right in this Congress. And because we don't have time, we're on a time clock, and we're approaching midnight in terms of being able to save this country.
So these knuckleheads already surrendered half the time, you know, by passing that omnibus bill. I mean, they gave up, right?
And there were about 40 Republicans who, in the last Congress, who voted for the omnibus in the House of Representatives. And so you're looking at, you know, when you look at the need to get to 218 votes for a speaker, the challenge is going to be how do you get to 218 votes on anything, and which is the number you need to pass something. Yeah. And the danger here is that you could end up with somebody, a complete never-Trump left-wing Republican like Fred Upton or Liz Cheney to be, we're both former members, to put a coalition together of Democrats and some of the left-wing Republicans and effectively negate the election. And so it's a, you know, it's really a narrow, they're trying to, you know, thread a needle here, and it's a challenge.
Well, and it's especially tough, too, I think, right off the face. I mean, when somebody says, well, I've earned this, I've been here all this time, I've, time and service kind of thing. Well, but like you said, what kind of time and service? I mean, you on one hand are shocked at the agenda of Joe Biden, but yet you want to have somebody in leadership that's going to comport with the Biden agenda. So it's like you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth here.
Well, and just generationally, ask any baby boomer or Gen Xer how I earned this kind of translates to people who are millennials and Gen Zs.
It's called entitlement. I'm entitled, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't fly, and that's the challenge. It just doesn't fly as an argument.
Well, and, Rick, help
sorry,
people understand.
Sorry, but lots of people want to be speaker, and just because you've waited around a long time and it's been not chosen multiple times, doesn't mean that you get to that this is your turn.
Yeah, well, that's been the problem, is that, and this is why Boebert and the rest of the conservative caucus is willing to die on the hill, saying, look, we cannot continue to do the same thing and expect different results, right?
Well, I think that's true, but I also think that you have to figure out a way to get to 218. Okay, and it's I think the point has been made. Now it's time for them to figure out how to get a speaker. And if I were advising them, which I'm going to go meet with some members when we're done with this interview, and if I were advising them, I would say put out a list of 50 people who you could vote for.
Yeah,
100 people you could vote for. And it doesn't have to be all conservatives. It's just people you could vote for. And it's a, they don't have to be members of House of Representatives. It's just people you could vote for. And that's a, put that out. So suddenly it's not just, oh, well, you know, you don't want to have a House Republican majority. It's about, we don't want the House Republican majority that Kevin McCarthy would lead.
So help the people understand, Rick. The clear rub here between the conservative caucus and Kevin McCarthy?
I think it's the main thing is Kevin McCarthy has been in leadership for, I guess, probably 10, 12 years. And the Republican conference, the conservatives have seen time and again where Republican speakers have worked across the aisle to expand government, to attack cultural issues, vote for things that are against what the base of the Republican Party thinks and the majority of the Republican Party thinks in the real world. And they look at that and they say, wait a second, this guy is just a continuation of what we finally got rid of with Paul Ryan was speaker. He's a continuation of that kind of leadership. And they don't want that. And so the real problem is not enough people got elected to be able to stop Kevin McCarthy to be speaker, but not enough people got elected to actually be able to drive policy, because there's as many people on the left in the Republican Party and the congressional parties are on the right. And as a result, those people on the left have no problem with voting with Democrats on policy.
Right.
So this is really a puzzle box that you have to kind of put together. And this is the same kind of puzzle box that a Republican speaker would have to put together every single major vote.
Exactly.
And so this is really a warm up for how that's going to work. And if, quite honestly, if Kevin McCarthy or the left in the Republican Party decide to do a deal with the Democrats, that is I think that's a disaster. And it's a disaster because the only thing that the reason the speaker matters is to control the floor. You can you decide what goes on a budget, what goes into appropriations bills, and you have a chance to control things.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Rick after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nineteen minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. And breaking it all down for us is the president of Americans for Limited Government. I know a lot of hoopla, and you're trying to discern, okay, what is going on here with the Republican Party, with Kevin McCarthy? What is the real rub? And Rick started to break down how important the Speaker of the House is and why we have such contention. And as we started to break down, Rick, before we went to break, and I want to, you know, kind of pick up from there, is, you know, how important the Speaker of the House is and why you've got this conservative wing that's willing to die on this hill.
Speaker of the House is a potentate. Nancy Pelosi was able to get everything she wanted done through the House of Representatives with supposed moderate members, even though I don't think any of them are moderate, and liberals like AOC, and getting with only a 6-vote majority. Mm-hmm. And the reason she was able to is because the Democrats basically all agree on being socialist. They just don't agree on how socialist you should be now.
Mm-hmm.
The GOP has the speaker gets to choose what committees are on, has a disproportionate weighting on who's the committee chairs, who are the subcommittee chairs, which Bill has the ability to say up front what dictate what the rules are going to be of the House of Representatives, how the game is going to be played in the House. Will amendments be allowed to be offered or not? They have enormous power to control what happens on the floor. And there's only one time when a small group of Republicans, 10% of the Republican conference, can say, we're not going, you know, we can exert influence now, because any other time you can get, you know, people across the aisle to vote. Mm-hmm. The one time you can exert influence is on the speaker election.
Right.
And they are using that to try to exert influence to create an environment where the speaker is less authoritarian and more egalitarian in terms of the wants and needs of the Republican conference. It's not just 20 members who have a complaint along these lines. It's 20 members who are willing to risk their political careers over that complaint.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the Republican conference has a complaint over how things have been run.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes getting 4,000-page bills shoved on them into the last, you know, with 24 hours to read them.
Right.
And yet that's been done by both speakers of both on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is essentially a battle to try to restore power to the members in some respects, and to force the conference to be the House to push for more limited government, more conservative policies,
right,
and have a fight with the Senate over what those policies should be,
mm-hmm,
have a fight with Biden over what those policies should be, with an idea that you may not win all of those fights. If you win some, it's better than if you don't have them.
Yeah, exactly. So at least you're in the fight.
This is a precursor to that, and quite honestly, how it's resolved will determine what's going to happen the next 2 years.
Well, this is, in a way, this is life and death for the conservative wing of the party, is it not?
You know,
I mean, because you got to know, if they don't win this, if they don't get some concessions on this, I mean, they're DOA.
And anything like this, you have to find a place where both sides can agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's where we have to get to. And as long as the focal point is Kevin McCarthy, you may not be able to get to that point,
mm-hmm,
which is why I'm.
But philosophically, Rick, are they 90% there? I mean, it seems to me that they're, you know, they're most of the way there. The issue is becoming over Kevin McCarthy, because there were certain things along the way that were mishaps in the negotiation here.
I would encourage anybody to look at Jim Jordan's speech when he nominated Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Jim Jordan who is the most recognizable conservative in the House, who's bled and died on conservative principles, nominated Kevin McCarthy because he believes that Kevin McCarthy will fight for those principles. The people who are opposing Kevin McCarthy don't believe he'll fight for those principles. So there's a split amongst legitimate conservatives in the House over what the right course is.
Mm-hmm.
In many respects, it is a split between younger members and older members.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a few longer-term members who are in this, but by and large, it's younger members against the older members. And I think it's a split, once again, in terms of we have to throw a Hail Mary here, because we're down by 14 points and there's only 2 minutes left in the game.
Right.
And and others saying, hey, wait a second, we can still win this, but we have to, you know, but let's be, let's, we have to win. We didn't win enough seats to do anything that's not incremental in the next 2 years, but set the agenda for the next 2 years, win the presidency, and then ram it down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two points of view here in terms of on the conservative side, and the reasonable people can disagree on it.
Right. And so who's going to flinch here?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. That's the big unknown. I think right now, if I had to bet, game it out, I think there's a 33% chance that Kevin McCarthy figures out a way to be speaker. I think there, maybe it's 25%, but it's certainly under 50. There is a 33% chance that there's a coalition government that the left and the Republican Party group goes and works with the right or the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 50, 60 people in the House, maybe 70 to 100, who would actually vote for that because they'd all get their committee, you know, they get committee positions and stuff and goodies. And then there's the third option is that somebody other than McCarthy or a coalition candidate emerges and takes the speakership. If I were betting, my bet is that a more moderate Republican who supported Trump will emerge, because ultimately the conservatives can't win the speakership on this.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the conference won't let them.
Right.
So it'll have to be somebody who is viewed as being a moderate Republican who the conservatives can vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who that is, but to equate this, and it sounds childish,
mm-hmm.
but in some respects, think back to, like, you're trying to elect the student class president, and some people won't vote for people because they don't like it because they dated their girlfriend or all those little petty little things that happen.
Right.
This is a body of 435 people in terms of Republicans, 222 people, most of whom know everybody else, each other's business, and it's a very personal thing. And as a result, and it's a club.
Right.
And so they're having a big fight over who's going to lead the club.
Mm-hmm.
And it may seem, and it can be on philosophical grounds, but it also, in some respects, petty politics plays a role too, mm-hmm. on both sides. So, I wish I could give you an answer where I say this person's going to emerge. I have said privately who I think will emerge, but it's not an outcome I think I want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a, so I'm not going to say it publicly, mm-hmm. but it is a, we're in a, you know, bottom line is if there's a, it's one out of three chances that effectively Nancy Pelosi through Hakeem Jeffries or designee to be minority leader ends up controlling the agenda of the House of Representatives through a coalition government.
Right.
Because she'll be putting all the votes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll pass a rule which makes it so you can't change the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll pass a rule that protects the coalition government, so no matter what happens, the Republicans can't come together and go away, stop it. And so you end up with a... It's a challenge. I wish I could give you answers, but I can give you what's happening, and people can figure it out. I encourage them to go to dailytorch.com. I've written about it. I spoke on it extensively yesterday on a video, and I'm going to have a report from Capitol Hill that I'll do about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Of course, and you're ready to head to a meeting with a conservative group to see, okay, how do you find some ground here?
And, how do we get out of this? Yeah. How do we get out of the Box Canyon that we're in?
Yeah, without a doubt. Rick Manning, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Again, Rick, the website that they can go to and get an update and stay informed.
DailyTorch.com. That's DailyTorch.com.
Rick, as always, appreciate the time. Happy New Year, my friend. Stay in touch.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Northern California is preparing for another strong weather system to arrive today that is expected to bring dangerous winds up to 50 miles an hour. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack in recent days is a good thing.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy lost his bid for the speakership on the first three rounds of voting Tuesday. Voting will continue today until someone gets a majority of votes. Keep in mind, the House cannot start regular business until a speaker is elected. Representative-elect Byron Donalds of Florida is putting his support behind Jim Jordan from Ohio.
Leader McCarthy doesn't have the votes. It's pretty apparent off the first two ballots. And so at that point, then you have to start considering alternatives if he cannot get there. I think Jim would actually make a tremendous speaker.
Lance Fry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you as we continue to talk about, this scuffle that's going on regarding who will be the Speaker of the House. We know this is a critical vote, and it's important if we're going to set the stage and expect any conservative advancement here, to happen within our government. This is absolutely key. And here to tell us more about it is the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair and former Tea Party founder, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always. Okay, so the drama in the House continues as Kevin McCarthy's trying to come up with 218 votes. Does he or doesn't he?
He does not have the votes right now, Bill. I don't think he will have the votes at noon based on the conversations that I've had with people who are part of the 20 who voted against him yesterday. I don't think he's going to have that on the next ballot today. Probably not on the next one after that. I do not think Kevin McCarthy has the votes to become Speaker of the House.
It seemed like they were close there for a moment in negotiating, the needs that the conservative wing of the party was, these 20 conservatives were asking. And then they're saying, that the conservative group had moved the goalpost. What's the real deal on that, Jenny Beth?
I think that perhaps on The night before last, they may have been close, but yesterday morning in the House conference meeting, so that is a meeting of all the members-elect of the House of Representatives who are Republicans. So in the House Republican conference meeting, it just turned into the same old status quo, swampy behavior that with the arm twisting that members of Congress get in order in the tactics that they use in order to pass bad legislation. It's my understanding that a member said, if you don't vote for Kevin McCarthy, then you won't get any, you will be stripped of all of your committee assignments and won't have any committee assignments. Other members of the Congress, Republican members, applauded that statement. Kevin McCarthy did not step up and say, no, that is not the kind of leadership that I'm going to have. You can exercise your right to free speech and your vote your conscience on the first ballot, but then please vote for me. He could have done something like that. He did not do that. He allowed that statement to stand and did not change it. That is the same kind of swampy behavior that we've seen for the last 13 years that I've been involved. And I don't see any indication that it's going to change with the leadership as it currently stands if McCarthy were to become speaker. Something's right. going to have to give. Either the rules are going to have to give, the procedures are going to have to give, or it's not going to be Kevin McCarthy.
And that is unfortunate because, you know, we were just talking with Rick Manning just a moment ago, and this sense of entitlement that came across, and this is from Kevin McCarthy's lips, not anybody else's, that he feels like he deserves the job. Well, I don't know that anybody deserves any job. I mean, you have to earn it. You have to demonstrate to the people that you have the vision and you have, you know, the ideas. I mean, look, at the House has been, you know, run quite heavy-handedly by Nancy Pelosi. And I believe, for at least from the Republican side, they're kind of fed up with that. So why would they buy into that again just because, you know, they want to be, you know, they want to have these committee positions? I mean, that's certainly is a big carrot and an incentive, right?
Well, that's part of the carrot and the incentive. And it is troubling as it is in McCarthy's defense, under the status quo and the way things have been done, he has a reason to think he earned, in quotes, because that's the way he phrased it, this position, because he helped deliver the majority. But the thing is, those of us who voted to help deliver, who made the vote to help deliver the majority to the Republicans, we want actual change in Washington, D.C. We don't want just a change in the party who has the leadership. We want real change. That bill that passed right before Christmas or right around Christmas, $1.7 trillion. Mm-hmm. There's not another vote on that again until the end of September. We have seen no indication, no plan, nothing whatsoever that this Congress is going to act differently than the last Congress. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, when the roles were reversed and they could have extended the time that would have allowed Trump to have more control over whether he gets to, when the roles were reversed and the change happened in the midterm elections during the Trump years, instead of allowing the Republicans to make the vote in December to extend it all the way to the end of the fiscal year, the leadership under Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy back in 2018 going into 2019 only extended it to January so that Speaker Pelosi would have a say in how the spending happened for the remainder of that fiscal year. That's the kind of leadership we have, the kind of leadership that betrayed, that would not fight for Trump to have spending during his term in office and then does the exact opposite for Biden.
Exactly.
It's not leadership. It's status quo, and it has to change.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. You have the midterm elections. This is what we've been yelling and screaming about, Jenny Beth, is we have the midterm elections. Republicans are given the majority in the House, controlling the purse strings. And they go ahead and basically surrender half of the value of that election. I mean, you know, you get 2 years and now you're not going to be doing anything. I mean, you can't affect the budget because it's already in stone pretty much through the end of the fiscal year. Why would you surrender, you know, your advantage like this? I mean, this is just this is incredulous as far as I can see.
It is, and I think that that is the argument that the 20 who voted against McCarthy yesterday were making. I think that's the argument they're going to continue to make. They want to change the way things are happening in Washington, D.C. They want procedural changes to arcane rules for how the House of Representatives function. So most of us who don't have to live by those rules or worry about those rules, it's very tedious and it's things that we may not be interested in because it doesn't seem to affect our day-to-day lives. But they understand that by changing those rules and ensuring that the changes actually stay in place and the rules are not set aside, that will help us have better policy. And that's what they're fighting for.
Well, it's almost like they're fighting, I mean, in terms of the conservative wing of the party is fighting for its very life, are they not?
I think that they're not just fighting for their very life. They're fighting for the future of America.
Yeah.
They're fighting for the direction of America, and they're fighting for you, and they're fighting for me, and they're fighting for every single American. They want the ability to debate on the floor of the House. They want the ability to amend bills from the floor of the House. And they want that not just for Republicans, but also for Democrats. That will make Congress function the way it was intended to function. It wasn't intended to just be a rubber stamp for whatever a handful of people decide in a small back room somewhere. It was supposed to be the record, especially this chamber, the representative body that represents all of us. And that means that Democrats can get up and debate, Republicans can get up and debate, and we come out with better legislation in the end. And
what
a
novel concept.
Right now, we have not had that since 2016.
Wow. Yeah, what a novel concept. And God bless these 20 that are holding it together. When I say their very life, I'm not talking about, you know, yeah, I agree with you. This is about really democracy, the constitutional republic, democratic republic in which, you know, Benjamin Franklin said that's what we got if you can keep it, right?
That is exactly right. And that's what they are trying to do. They are trying to keep our republic.
So, if not Kevin McCarthy, who do you think, Jenny Beth?
I think we will not know that if and until Kevin McCarthy concedes that he cannot be elected Speaker. He's going to have to be able to remove his name, and then a more honest debate about who can become the next Speaker will happen.
Well, Jenny Beth, as always, we appreciate you being on top of this and explaining it to our audience. This is really needful because, you know, what you shared with us is not being shared in the mainstream media. I mean, you know, all things are political, you know, and you just get the football thrown back and forth and people still don't understand. Thank you for being with us.
Invest in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Nobody. Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Chris Chmielewski, the Numbers USA Vice President, with us. Chris, Happy New Year. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, all good here, Chris, as we've watched the drama that's going on in the House of Representatives here. So we'll see who is the last man standing as, you know, the conservative wing of the party is, you know, fighting for, you know, some, I guess, sense of fair play here. So we'll see how that works out. I tell people not to freak out. Just relax. I mean, this too shall pass. You know, we'll get we'll get through it, you know. And
it's happened before.
Yeah, it's
this
happened before.
New.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that which is reasonable, hopefully we find that middle ground, that moderate middle ground that really represents the American voter politic. And, you know, this is a chance for the Republican Party. You know, yes, it doesn't look real good right now, and they're bruised up a little bit, and Democrats are just chuckling. They're loving this deal. But, you know, this has just been, it's always been the nature of the Republican Party, you know, that, and this is why the Democrats have been able to win and kind of hand them their hats time and again, is because, well, when Nancy Pelosi was running things, I mean, you know, not one cat strayed. You know, the cats were not allowed to get out of the box, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and I think, you know, there were reports. I haven't seen video. I'd love to see the video if the video's out there. But there were reports that Paul Gosar from Arizona, who opposed Kevin McCarthy, and I think all three votes, was off on the side joking around with AOC. And remember, there's some bad blood there. It was Gosar who got censured for putting up some tweets about AOC. But just like, you guys have the guts to do what we tried to do and couldn't do.
Yeah, right.
So this is interesting to see what's happening right now.
Well, we'll see. Again, we'll see how it plays out. We've got more votes coming because our House cannot proceed without a leader, right?
They can't. They can't. They have no rules. They can't vote. They can't vote on a rules package until they have a House Speaker to put forward those House rules. So, they're in a sit and wait moment. And I think I saw something where, about 100 years ago, there were hundreds of ballots and it drew for a few months. So this is nothing new. It just hasn't happened in recent history.
Well, it wouldn't be all that bad a thing, considering that Republicans kind of sold out their asset there by, allowing a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill to be passed, right? And, so it's like, okay, well, sit on the sidelines for a while until you guys figure it out. I mean, you already sold out the voting public that voted for a House majority for the Republican Party. And then they surrender, half of their value of their vote, because last time I checked, they still only get 2 years, right? And if you're going to give up the first year, that to me, that's just insanity.
Yeah, it is. And even though House leadership, rallied the troops and urged them to vote no, and Kevin McCarthy gave a pretty energized speech during that floor debate. You still had a handful of Republicans not only vote for it, but those votes were needed to get the bill across
exactly
the line. So even though they were retiring members, even as minority leader, McCarthy's gotta try to show a little bit of, try to keep those people reined in, even though, as I mentioned, they were retiring members. But, that just all leads to this lack of trust this group of 20 seems to have with McCarthy.
Yeah, so you can't blame them for their doubts. And they want to make sure that, before they take another step, that all this stuff is negotiated up front. They know what to expect.
Right.
And Kevin McCarthy, and I think that within that, I know some are arguing that he, in a sense, if he goes along with everything this conservative wing wants, that he'll basically be neutered as a leader.
Right.
Well, I think that what happens, maybe neutered as a leader in the paradigm and his way of leadership, as opposed to saying, okay, maybe he needs to change his style, as opposed to thinking that he earned it, that somehow he's entitled to the leader role. Instead of trying to look at something and say, okay, what are they telling me? What do I need to do as the leader of the House here to reform, some of these policies in such a way to where more people can participate, like Jenny Beth Martin was just saying, and that we could bring back robust debate. Imagine that to the House floor.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right. Yeah. And. I know that part of the fear for example of them bringing back the motion to vacate the chair, their fear with that is that, well, Democrats will just use it all the time. Mm-hmm. And well, okay, that means that maybe he's doing what he needs to be doing. So I don't know. We'll have to see how this whole thing plays out. I mean, obviously, on the issue that I work on every day, there's a border crisis going on.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
I mean, all in capital letters and as big a type as you can get. Still, Joe Biden still can't read it.
Right. But, but I can't help but notice that a good portion of this 20 that voted against McCarthy in the final ballot yesterday, and really all along, but they picked up, I guess they picked up one or two along the way. By the time they got to the third ballot, they've been some of the most outspoken members on this issue, people like Chip Roy and Scott Perry. So, and they're the ones that want something done. And yeah, they don't want to vote for a speaker who's now Kevin McCarthy has been, he's said that he's pretty committed to doing what needs to be done and bringing legislation to the floor in the House, to do the stuff that needs to be done, the things like closing the asylum loopholes, taking away some of the executive authority that the president has over the border. So he's committed to doing that. But like I said, they just simply don't trust that he's going to bring the bill to the floor. So that's part of where that concern is from.
Well, this issue, I want to go back because
audience is hearing this
issue about one, all it takes is one congressman to be able to put the chair into question.
and having a vote of no confidence, bringing up a vote of no confidence, so to speak. And Nancy Pelosi, I mean, that always has been part of the House rules until Nancy Pelosi took over. I mean, that was such a, and how that, how she was able to do that without a whimper on the mm-hmm. House was amazing to me. And so now the people are saying, no, we need to go back to what was working before. And, but Kevin McCarthy, you know, he likes what Nancy Pelosi did.
Right. Yeah. And so did John Boehner and so did Paul Ryan. Cause you know, they all wanted to be in power and they want to maintain their power. So they know that that's what they need to do. But you wonder, you know, back when Pelosi first rose to the gavel, the Democratic Party looked much different. It was the Blue Dogs that were the more outspoken bunch. That's the group that she had to be worried about. Now she has to be more worried about the progressives. So you do wonder, you know, if Pelosi had risen to power when you had the Squad, for example, if the Squad would be holding out in the same way that many members of the Freedom Caucus are holding out today in voting for McCarthy. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's why you had the conversation between Chip Roy and AOC, as you say. And speaking of Chip Roy, of course, you know, which is common sense, I believe that he wants to bring to the floor basically a reform of Title 42, right? Well, obviously, I mean, COVID, you know, we say that COVID's out until Joe Biden says it's in again or whoever it is that's declaring whether or not it's active or inactive. But Title 42 is tied to COVID. And Chip Roy says, look, we just need to bring it into the modern era. Let's reform it and disconnect it from, you know, the COVID restriction, right?
Right. Yeah, this would be the first border bill that the House Republicans bring up. And Steve Scalise, who's I guess, somewhat the majority leader right now, he's at least taking on that role until it's official. He's already put it out that said that this will be one of the first bills that comes up. It's already scheduled for a floor vote. I mean, it's obviously not scheduled, but mm-hmm. they've already announced that
it's in the queue anyway, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is not the broader bill that we know that House Republicans are still looking to do, which again would do the things that are necessary, like re-implement the Remain in Mexico policy and some of these asylum abuses that we've seen over the last 24 months. But what it would do, as you say, is it would somewhat detach Title 42 from the CDC and the COVID-19 pandemic and make it an independent policy. So a lot of people may have heard of Provision 1182F, which exists in the immigration law currently, which allows the president to block the entry of any alien into the United States. This would give that authority to the Department of Homeland Security. So here they could pin it directly on Alejandro Mayorkas if this were to actually pass through both the House and the Senate and get signed into law. The difficult part would be, okay, if it gets through the House, how do you get it through the Senate? But we're not quite there yet. But this, you know, this just shows some of the things that McCarthy is trying to do to get the votes of people like Chip Roy for Speaker of the House, rather, is to bring this legislation. And it's good legislation. You know, we can't rely on the CDC to solve a border crisis.
Well,
it should
clear.
Be the Department of Homeland Security with that authority.
Yeah, without a doubt. Chris, you know, the American people are fed up with what's happening with the border and, you know, what they're seeing with their own eyes and of course, the numbers that you've been reporting on. I mean, these numbers just keep on climbing. It's an invasion that's happening at our southern border that, the President of the United States, who's in charge of our national security, is missing in action.
Absolutely. So, you know, something needs to be done, and House Republicans are hoping this is the first step.
We'll see it. Thank you, Chris Jemelinski. Happy New Year, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious?